Well, you'll be pleased to know we did not scare her away last week, and she's back joining us again for our sponsor, New Providence Medical Warners Bay, a fresh approach to healthcare. It's Dr. Carla Raja. Good morning, Carla. Glad we didn't scare you off last week.
No, I think it takes more than that to scare me off.
Fair call. Look, today is World Diabetes Day. The theme this year is Women and Diabetes, Our Right to a Healthy Future. 1 in 10 women live with diabetes, and there are many more men with the disease, as diabetes doesn't discriminate. Carla, what exactly is diabetes? Let's start there today.
Diabetes is a condition in which glucose, which is blood sugar, levels too high. This is caused by a problem with the hormone insulin and its role in controlling the blood sugar levels.
And are there many types?
There's broadly two types, and you can add two more to it. And, the main types are type 1 and type 2. The third more prominent type is the gestational diabetes, which occurs during pregnancy. And there is also another type, which is infrequently occurs in called diabetes insipidus, which is cranial diabetes, and it's not relevant to today's topic.
And Carla, how would we know if we've got diabetes?
The type 1, which commonly occurs in children and young adults, this condition occurs when the pancreas stops pumping out insulin, and so thus preventing the glucose from entering the cells. The symptoms are like excessive thirst and excessive urination. With type 1, it happens in a matter of days and into a few short weeks. It can often land them in hospital. It can be quite serious. And as I said, the cohort of patients are quite young.
And Carla, who's mostly at risk of getting diabetes?
Now, the type 2, which affects more people, 85% of the diabetics are type 2. It affects people with a strong family history of diabetes and age, people over 40 and people who are obese. It also is more prevalent in people, indigenous people, people of Indian origin also have a higher risk of diabetes. Whereas type 1 is an autoimmune condition, which is, and family history is important with that as well. Of type 1 is relevant, but it's the body attacking its own self, and that's where type 1 comes in.
And are there more and more people being diagnosed with diabetes, Carla?
Every day in Australia, I think they diagnose about 290 new diabetics.
Wow, that's a lot. That seems like a lot.
It is a lot of diabetics.
Carla, if we do end up with diabetes, where should we go to seek help?
As always, your GP is the first port of call. Patients can look after themselves and do a self-risk assessment. On Diabetes Australia website, there's a table that they can put their details in, and it'll tell them whether they are at risk or whether they're not at risk. Or if in doubt, get to see your GP.
And a tricky question for you, Dr. Carla, can diabetes actually be cured?
Well, it's debatable. You can have a very good control of diabetes, which prevents complications and allows to live a relatively normal life. But if a person is really obese, which has resulted in them becoming a diabetic, you can say it can be cured if they maintain the weight loss. They've lost a lot of weight and maintain the weight loss and practice their positive lifestyle changes forever. Yes.
Well, at least, Dr. Carla, there is some light at the end of the tunnel there. Thank you for sharing that with us this week.
My pleasure.
Dr. Carla, you'll be joining us next Tuesday. Great to have you with us at 2NURFM. It's 27 past 10. Good morning.